This is a health warning from Dr. Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for back braces. If you're 65 or older and suffering from back pain, you may qualify to receive an advanced pain-relieving back brace at little or no cost to you. Many people are now using our pain-relieving back brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief that they haven't felt in years. Don't let your back pain turn into something worse. Remember, if you qualify for no money out of pocket, there's nothing to lose and only real pain relief to gain. Our friendly team of experts will handle all paperwork and we'll deliver it for free. 800-507-1148. Your pain-relieving back brace may be covered by Medicare at little or no cost to you. Call our hotline now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review. Ha ha! The Video Game Review. Yeah! The Video Game Review. What what? The Video Game Review. Ha! The Video Game Review. What what what? The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review.
Come on, people, now!
Video Game Review. Don't be hating. The Video Game Review. That's what I have said. The Video Game Review. Keep it real. The Video Game Review.
Alrighty then, thank you for that, and welcome to another live edition of the Video Game Review. I am Rick Tittle here in the home studios of the Video Game Review in downtown San Francisco, originating on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network, also on SB Nation Radio, and on The Voice on American Forces Radio Network. Lots of ways to catch the program. Now, of course, Sports Byline and SB Nation are normally sports talk, except for this 1 hour all week. They're actually 6 days and 23 hours of sports talk per week. Video gamers, this show is for you, by you. I am a gamer just like yourself. I've been doing this show a long time. I want to know, what have you been playing this week? What is captivating your fancy? Or perhaps, are you free agent? Are you looking for a game? And everyone in between, the entire spectrum of neophytes, newbies who just got started, don't be shy, any question is fine. And then your hardcore gamers, I'm with you. Every platform, you want to go arcade, old school, you want to go handheld, latest, greatest, PC, it's all here under one roof, the Costco of video game talk on the Video Game Review. Sometimes I will bring in developers and interview them. Today, the show is wide open for your calls at 1-800-878-PLAY. Once again, 1-800-878-7529. Format of the show. I'll tell you what's going on in my video game world, and I want to hear from you. Well, you are my unpaid correspondents, because even if I could clockwork orange my eyeballs open and play video games 24/7, I still wouldn't be able to play everything. And we all have our different tastes. So what's good? I'll ask you again. What's good, Holmes? Video game-wise, 1-800-878-PLAY. Overseas on the American Forces Radio Network. 0-800-878-PLAY. 500 outlets on AFN, Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines, Coast Guard, National Guard, Space Force. You're doing a great job keeping us safe. You stay safe. Come home soon. Also on the website, sportsbyline.com. Send email requests there to for the cheat codes, which we do at the end of the show for older games. That's rick@sportsbyline.com. Once again, rick@sportsbyline.com. We're also on sbnationlive.com, and then on your apps, TuneIn app, iHeartRadio app, and CRN Digital Plus 2, the cable radio network channel 2, and your cable provider. I'm Rick Tittle. Come on back and let's do the Video Game Review.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. That's 800-957-6063.
Hey, it's Rick Tittle, and like the rest of us, you probably made New Year's resolutions, like you're planning to eat better, exercise more, whatever. Well, it all starts with a great night's sleep. You've heard me talk about MyPillow and how it's changed things for me. I wake up feeling brand new. Imagine what a difference a great pillow makes. If you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on their four-pack, shipping is absolutely free. Yes, go to MyPillow.com, click on the four-pack special, and enter my promo code COZY, C-O-Z-Y, and you'll get two premium MyPillows and two go-anywhere pillows. There is nothing better than the gift of restorative sleep. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the four-pack special, and use my code COZY to get two premium MyPillows and two go-anywhere pillows. Again, free shipping and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the four-pack special and enter my promo code COZY, which works for any offer on MyPillow.com, or go and call 800-966-1472. Once again, promo code COZY.
Imagine this is your money and someone wants to take it from you. Who is it? The IRS. They want your money, and guess what? They can legally take it, all of it if they want. Remember, they sent you that letter that said, hey, you owe us a bunch of cash and we're going to take it from you. So what do? Fight back by letting our team of experts at the Tax Helpline work it out with the IRS so you can keep your money. And we're good at what we do. When you hire us, you get a team of guys on your side that know the IRS laws and will fight to save your money. So, if you owe the IRS a ton of cash and you want to keep it, call right now and learn for free how we can help you put it back in your pocket.
800-932-1749. 800-932-1749. 800-932-1749. That's 800-932-1749.
The Video Game Review.
Thank you for that, and welcome back to the Video Game Review. Rick Tittle with you, coast to coast, AFN, Sports Byline, SB Nation, TuneIn, iHeart, Stitcher, everyone. We'll come down your chimney. We don't have presents, but anyway, we can get the show to you, we'll do that here. Here I am, Broadway, downtown San Francisco, just blocked from Da Bay, and wherever you are, it is time to talk video games. Anything on your mind? Maybe you have something that you'd like to tell us, like something that is a little hidden jewel, and you're like, everybody should check this out. Or maybe a game that was passed by several years ago, saying, I just started playing this on my PS3. I don't know. Or you could say, steer away from this or that. You could say, I have this, and I would recommend everybody not do it. Now, the email bag, rick@sportsbyline.com. I got an email from someone who was very upset and said that they were going to boycott GameStop because of the treatment a clerk had given a transgendered woman. And I read the story, and anytime people are perceived to be mistreated one way or another, I'm not for that. But this happened in Albuquerque, and apparently it was a transgendered woman, and the store clerk called the transgendered woman, sir, and then she insisted on being called ma'am, and then she got really upset and was screaming it over and over again. This, to me, is between those two individuals. I'm not trying to take sides. I will say, you do whatever you think. You know, you do you. I'm not going to judge anyone. But I will say, this has nothing to do with video games. This happens to do with a clerk and someone else. And so thanks for the email. I appreciate it. And like I said, I'm not going to try to tell you what you want to boycott. You can do whatever you want. But I don't think that this was some heinous crime where GameStop as a corporation had, I think, disparaged against someone. Now, if they in today's society, somebody like that could probably get you fired. if I wasn't there. Maybe the guy thought it was a sir. So I'm not taking sides, is what I'm trying to say. I'm not on either person's side. I'm just, once again, I'm here as the defender of video games. There's not one video game that insulted anyone. This was between a clerk and someone else, and it's between them. So that's the way I think about it. But if you want to boycott stuff, go ahead and boycott to your heart's content. I'm not going to tell you what you should do. And even if I did, it would be pretty dumb if you were listening to me. Well, Rick told me to do this. But speaking of GameStop, it did come out this weekend that many GameStop investors, through the first couple weeks of January, were bracing what they thought that they were going to get hit by a very rough holiday quarter sales update from GameStop. And the GameStop kind of set the stage by reducing its outlook in late November to tell people, we are, of course, obviously starting the peak selling period around Black Friday. And nearly all the annual earnings, of course, are always wrapped up in November and December. And they thought, oh no, there's a downgrade to the profit outlook. Well, once again, in GameStop news, shareholders can relax a little bit now because GameStop's actual holiday results did not spur any sort of earnings downgrade. Instead, the company gave investors a few reasons to be optimistic about GameStop, even as they are trying to explore transactions and maybe going private. The nitty-gritty of it all is that executives revealed on Friday that sales fell 5% for the nine-week period that ended on December 30th, but that the decline was mostly due to calendar shifts and an extra selling week. So I don't want to get too much into like the stock market and things like that, but I do also, once again, am trying to get the backs of video games for people who want to pull out. You can invest or not invest in anything you want, but I will tell you this. It was the pre-owned games and pre-owned systems that slumped, and they slumped 16%, which is pretty brutal in the business world when you get into double digits. But they also saw digital sales climb 17%, $353 million in digital sales during those 9 weeks. So if you just want to look at numbers, it's like in sports. There are lies, there are terrible lies, and then there are stats. Because stats won't always tell the story. You'll look overall and go, oh my gosh, it's slumping. Well, if I'm an investor, I don't really care that the pre-owned games and the pre-owned systems are slumping. That just to me means everybody is spending their money on new stuff. And I don't think that's a bad thing. But the bottom line is that the company's books for the year is still about a 10% rise. So you hear these headlines like, oh, people are getting out. They're not going to invest in GameStop anymore. And what I'm trying to tell you is, according to what I read, and like I said, I'm not one of your investor. I'm not here to tell you to don't invest and forget or whatever else. So the S&P 500, the Dow Jones Industrial. What does the Nisei Index say? But I did see that one of the top stocks you could buy, somebody had listed that it was GameStop. So the demise of games are just not there. In fact, they were on the top 10 list from the Investing Geniuses, as they're called, David and Tom Gardner, that they had it in its top 10. So when you have an industry, and I mentioned this before, but an industry that makes more money than the motion picture industry, I don't think it's going anywhere in any place soon. But of course, it's just like, well, it's actually not like real estate, which is a roller coaster. It goes up and down, up and down, up and down. Video games have always slowly risen, 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 risen. And we did get more conglomerated. We did get more monopolistic, I think, because if I look back 20 years ago, there were so many different video game companies out there, and now there's basically just GameStop and then big box stores that sell games. And you think about all the different magazines that you could get. And you do have the ones sponsored by the companies like the PlayStation magazine and the Xbox magazine. But now the only really indie one is Game Informer. And Game Informer is tied into GameStop. If you know, if you're a GameStop member, as I am, and you probably are too, if you're a huge video gamer, you get a free year. Every time you re-up it, what is it, $15? Every time you re-up it, you get a free subscription to Game Informer, which I like very much. I think it's a great magazine. Actually, out of Minnesota, if I'm not mistaken. And it's funny, they always ask me, would you like the digital subscription or would you like the physical subscription? And I'm like, I don't, what do you want me to do, read it on a tablet? I go, I'd like, they go, you mean you actually want the magazine mailed to your house? I go, yeah, isn't that what humans do? I don't know, maybe they don't. I want to read a magazine on my tablet. So I still like holding it in my hands, and I think about the days of Nintendo Power and EBX and all the other great stores and magazines. Remember Babbage's? Toys R Us used to be. When the Nintendo NES first came out, Toys R Us was one of the first places that really had a good game catalog. And then it's like, what are you doing going into Toys R Us? I'm like, oh, I'm going to get a tricycle. No, I'm going to get some video games. So GameStop was in the news for two things right there. And just want everybody to go, calm down. Everything's fine. It's President Roosevelt and your Fireside Chat. I'm Rick Tittle. Come on back.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government, and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
The Video Game Review.
Thank you so much. Welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you. 1-800-878-PLAY is the number to call to get in on the video game review. Coming up in the next segment, it'll be 40 after the hour, and that means we're going to give away a brand new game. Also, I'll tell you what's new this week on shelves, and whenever that happens, that's a good thing, because then those games move down a shelf usually, and they get a reduction in price. I know a couple people that will not buy a video game at full price. They'll wait 6 months, a year, it doesn't matter. They'll just wait till it goes down, and I perfectly understand that. I saw an article by Joseph Bradford that he got his hands early access on Atlas on the PC. And I'm very much interested in this game. Any game that has exploration on ships, I don't know why it speaks to me, but it does. I have no desire to get my own ship in real life with tons of sails and deal with horrible storms and everything else that you have to deal with. But I love games like that. And I remember thinking back in the day, I said, wouldn't it be cool if they could just make a game where you get on a ship and you'd sail and sail and you'd find different islands with different enemies and treasures and topography and everything. And I sort of, the first time I got that was with Wind Waker, the Zelda cel-shaded game on the GameCube, which was a fantastic game. And I remember seeing the picture of Link, and they said, we're going cel-shaded now. And I was thinking, no, why? Why are you ruining it? Why does Nintendo always have to change? Why do they? And then it was amazing. And they had a huge map. And I remember I put in hour after hour after hour, a good 40 hours in that game. And remember, it had memory cards. And I turned it on one time, and the memory card was empty. And no one had pulled it out. They said sometimes they short out. And I'm not talking about a third-party Mad Catz one or something. This was a Nintendo one. And they said, yeah, sometimes, you know, they just don't work. And I had a couple friends suggest that I start over. And I'm like, I can't fathom it. That's not my MO. When, you know, I get done with these games, a lot of people I know, my friends, they'll start the game all over again. They'll be a different character. You know, it's like, well, last time I was a paladin, this time I want to be a cleric, or last time I went guns a-blazing, this time I'm going to do all the side quests. And I am jealous that they get all this extra playability out of a game. If I have toil and sweat, blood and tears, 50, 60 hours into a game and I finish it, I absolutely cannot go back, because those games, as you start off, you have your behind handed to you, or your behind hinded to you, hindquarters, and I can never go back. So Atlas, the game is, it is, of course, city building to a certain extent. And what you do when you leave your port in your ship, you never know what's going to happen. They have these marauding ships of the damned, which are almost indestructible, that you can find. And, of course, in the beginning, I'm sure that's the way it is. But there are huge, watery, open vistas and just space for you to explore. And it was made by a sister studio to the makers of Ark Survival Evolved. And so the game design kind of reminds that, because the one bad thing about this game is that you spend a lot of time doing the mundane tasks, such as chopping down trees. And you need wood if you're going to build a ship, right? You have to plant cotton and then pick it so you can weave some sails. You have to strip bark for thatch, things like that. And after that point, yeah, you can either get a base of operations where you can sort of run that community, or you can get a very highly customizable and even a multiplayer pirate ship. Imagine inviting people onto your own pirate ship. That sounds pretty cool, but you have to keep your stats up and your eye on if people are thirsty. The vitamin system, are they hungry? Now, what's the vitamin system? Well, scurvy was one of the big killers. If you ever read the book about Magellan's journey, and they had no idea what caused scurvy. They didn't know it was a lack of vitamin C. This is why the English would suck on limes and why we called them limeys. Still to this day, no offense. But I said it's tedious. And it's one of the things that I hate in Fallout 76. You're thirsty, you're hungry, and you get thirsty really quickly. And I know some people say, look, if it's a survival game, you have to have that. And I say, no, you don't, because it's not survival in real life. It's a game. And in the past, those Fallout games, when you would survive by not dying. It was not starving. So I'm finally to the point now, by the way, as I switch into my Fallout 76 talk, that I'm pretty much, I can hold my own in the open world at level 16. That is, as long as I don't run into a level 46 or level 50 guy who shoots and kills me. And I had these two guys the other day playing together, obviously, run up to me, and they just stood in front of me. So I thought, all right, well, doesn't seem to be any sort of fractious altercation or confrontation. So I pressed the button, would you like to trade? And then they both went away. And then they came back and they started shooting at me with a minigun and a missile launcher, which I have, but I can't use it yet because I'm only level 16. And I had my gun out, and so it killed me. Now, I've heard time and time again, if you don't fight back, that you can take no damage and you can just walk right by and ignore them. That hasn't worked for me yet. So then when I came back, it said seek revenge. So I said, okay, I'll seek revenge because I wanted to go back and try and kill those guys. And as soon as I spawned in again, they shot me with another missile. And I thought, wait a minute, I didn't fire back at them yet. And it's like, well, I guess once you say seek revenge, it's, you know, everybody has their dukes up. And then, of course, I get teabagged by these two guys 100 times. They thought it was hilarious. And so I had a decision to make at that point, that either I could just stop playing the game, or I could just, you know, embrace it. And I'm going to embrace it because I just love Fallout games way too much. And I'm getting a lot better because I'm getting a lot better stuff. I'm solving a lot more mysteries. I can go into actually some kind of factory with 50 super mutants and survive. Got a submachine gun now. I've got some things that can, you know, double-barreled shotgun that I modded out, sawed it off, put a bigger stock on it, all these things. And so I'm just going to treat it like, you know, I'm not going to let these two idiots that decided to run around the map and kill people. What are the odds that I ever sign in and have them in my world again, in my server? I don't know. I would actually like to. I have no idea what their names are. I don't remember. But I'd actually kind of like to find them to try and shoot them again, maybe as I get stronger. But what I've accepted about that is now is that it's just sort of what I call a nervous nuisance. Because while you're playing the game, and I played so much Fallout over the years, Fallout 3, Fallout 4 especially, you know, well over 100 hours with all the games combined, that sometimes I forget. And I'm like, oh yeah, there could be another person. So when that happens and I see another person, it is nerve-wracking because I feel like, as I just said, I should have nothing to worry about because if you don't fight back. But every time it's happened, I've been killed. And twice it's because I caused damage to somebody's house that I didn't know, which put me on the map as wanted. And so actually the second time I went back after these guys shot and teabagged me, and as soon as I was on the screen, I got hit by a missile. I was kind of happy that I actually hit the guy twice with my hunting rifle, and I took off, 2/3 of his hit points, but I didn't get the bolt back fast enough until the missile hit me. But those guys are on the map as wanted for murder. And now they have a bounty. So if anybody wants to kill them, then they get money. But then the third time I went back on, I actually tried to find them again. And I thought, I'm going to try to flank them, maybe leave some pulse mines out, some frag mines, leave them down a path of destruction, quite literally. And they had turned the game off. So when they play again, are they still wanted for murder? I would have to assume that they're not. Otherwise, you could never play the game again because you'd constantly be hounded, right? So I thought, well, that's a pretty easy thing to do, is like assassinate somebody, run around, cause mayhem, turn the game off, turn it back on, go into a new server, and you're fresh as a daisy. Well, I'll try to embrace that as it is. But just getting back a little bit to Atlas, and excited when this game does come out. And as I said, reading the article by Joseph Bradford, as he said, the early access, he's already put in 60 hours. And I'm thinking, good gosh, early access. So it's still, you know, it's pretty beta. But if you're already putting in that type of thing, I mean, just think about how the weather is going to affect with storms and fog and all that. I'm very much looking forward to that game. I'm Rick Tittle. We'll come on back, give a game away on the other side.
Attention business owners, now is the perfect time to start saving money on your cable TV bill for your business. We can give you packages with up to 90 great channels and save your business a ton of cash. And if you call right now, you can learn how to get free equipment and free installation. Now you have choices. It's time to start saving money on your cable TV bill for your business. And call today and get 90 channels plus free equipment and free installation. Smart business owners like you all across the country are consolidating and saving money on their cable TV, internet, and phone service for their business. So now's the perfect time. This may be a limited time offer to the first 100 people that call right now. So please save money and call now.
800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. That's 800-470-7113.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. That's 800-296-1252.
The Video Game Review.
Thank you for tuning into the Video Game Review. I'm your host, Rick Tittle, coming to you from San Francisco, home studios of Sports Byline, also on SB Nation Radio, SBNationLive.com, and American Forces Radio. It's 40 after. It's time to give away a brand new game. This is how you win it. You send your answer to Rick at SportsByline.com. And I'll take the third correct answer to win Hitman 2 on the PS4. It is also available on the Xbox One and the PC. It's from Warner Brothers Entertainment. They publish it, developed by IO Interactive. This came out last month. Actually, it ran around Black Friday, so it was a November release, but still new. Rated M for mature. My question is, Hitman 2. Yes, you already know what I'm going to say if you listen to my show. What would be a good name for the sequel? So you really can't get it wrong unless you say Diddy Kong Racing 9. That would be a really bad name. Or Pets Z with a Z12. The Dachshund Days. That would be a bad one. So what would be a good name for the sequel to Hitman 2? Tell me at rick@sportsbyline.com. And this game is, of course, they drop you into a huge map. Some people hate the maps because it's just too long, too much trial and error. But sometimes that's part of the fun. And you can go ahead and just walk up and assassinate the guy you're supposed to kill, your quarry, your target, whatever. But there are other ways of killing him. Other ways that are more interesting, like causing his car to malfunction, posing as his barber, and cutting you know what. And so that's the thing. Some people are frustrated by the trial and error, but these maps, even though they're enormous, they're actually pretty cool. And you think about there's a sorry, can you hear that sound coming through the doors? I got to keep my doors open here. Including in the billionaire's sound here is the sprawling sums of Mumbai, villages, coconut fields, cartel mansions, things like that. If you think about ways to kill dudes, you can coax a hippo into eating its owner. I think my favorite one I saw is that you can get an incompetent assassin to perform all your hits for you. Man, what a stooge. There's also one where you pose as a real estate agent and you give the worst house tours ever. So there's a little bit of comedy for there as well. So it makes it puts some replayability into it as well. So, Agent 47, we all know him, Timothy Oliphant, whatever, bald head, barcode in the back. If you're into NPC voice performances, it's not going to win any awards. That doesn't matter to me one way or another. We do know that it was 3 years ago that they had that sort of episodic experiment. And, you know, as they said, that had a lot of replayability as well. But for now, the way this is a standalone game, I like it as it is. So once again, Hitman 2, I have it here for the PS4. It's also available for the Xbox One and the PC from Warner Brothers and IO Interactive. Send your answers to what would be a good name for the sequel to Hitman 2 to rick@sportsbyline.com. Also in the news this week, Electronic Arts, EA Sports in the game. But Electronic Arts had to officially comment on reports that there was this Star Wars game that was supposed to be open world, and people were getting super excited about it. And there was a statement provided to our friends over at IGN. And it said that EA said, quote, the great work by our team in Vancouver continues and will evolve into future Star Wars content and games. So EA's goes on and says, quote, there's been speculation overnight about one of our Star Wars projects. As a natural project of the process, we are fully committed to making more Star Wars games. We're excited about Star Wars Jedi Fallen Order from Respawn, and we'll share more about our projects when the time is right, end quote. So EA did not specifically confirm or deny this game, which some people are calling Project Orca. That's sort of the placeholder at this point. But the statement does imply that the work done so far is maybe focused into a new project. We don't know what it was. It was Kotaku then that updated the story, and they said that they're actually going to be the Orca thing is going to be a smaller scale Star Wars project. Apparently, Orca was deemed too long for the EA roadmap. Now, what does that mean? Well, sometimes they will tell a company, it's sort of like the Call of Duty games. Under the Activision umbrella, when they acquired Infinity Ward, when they acquired Treyarch, they would tell Infinity Ward, you have 2 years, make a game. Then they would tell Treyarch, you have 2 years to make a game. And then they, you know, stagger it. So every year they get a new game. And they don't get a game that was rushed in a year. They get a good game that took 2 years to knock all the nuts and bolts out of it. So if that roadmap is, yeah, this Project Orca will take at least 6 years or something ridiculous. And they'll say, yeah, you know what? We probably want to do that because we don't even know. You know, that'll probably be next gen at that point. So Kotaku was reporting that the current development roadmap for this Star Wars game from EA will be late in 2020. So what's going to emerge from that? I have no idea one way or another. There's no word on what the focus is going to be. But at the time of its initial announcement, EA kind of framed the closing of the Visceral Studio and the game's status as refocusing on a new title that they said, quote, would be a broader experience that allows for more variety and player agency, leaning into the capabilities of our Frostbite engine and reimagining central elements to the game to give players a Star Wars adventure of greater depth and breadth to explore. And that's always very exciting when you think about the Frostbite engine, because that was developed by DICE in Sweden, and then we got the Frostbite 2, Frostbite 3, and that, of course, was put into Battlefront once DICE was able to get that game, and that's why Battlefront is so good. And I know a lot of people didn't like the fact that it did not have a campaign. But the Frostbite engine, for those of you who don't know it, is a fantastic engine, whereas if you're in battle, you can, let's say your RPG hits a car, the car blows up, the car hits a tree, the tree falls down, it hits the roof of a house, and the house caves in. It's destructible elements all around you, which is very, very cool. 1-800-878-PLAY. Let's get to the new releases this week. From the Xbox One, we have Gang Beasts. Gang Beasts is a silly local multiplayer party game with doughy ragdoll physics and horrific environmental hazards. Okay, fair enough. Resident Evil 2. Yes, just straight up Resident Evil 2 on the PlayStation 4. Return to Raccoon City in this HD remake of the blockbuster second game of the survival horror franchise. At Sundown, Shots in the Dark. This is available on the PS4, the Xbox One, and the Nintendo Switch. At Sundown, Shots in the Dark is a top-down multiplayer stealth game. All the maps are completely covered in darkness. That sounds cool. It doesn't sound very fun. But remember, don't judge a book by its cover. And all those, let me write that down. Don't judge a book by its cover. Jack Quest, Tale of the Sword. That's on the PS4 and the Nintendo Switch and the Xbox One as well. In the fast-paced fantasy action platformer JackQuest Tale of the Sword, players will explore cavernous depths. It is a little cartoony looking. Another game called Sonar Beat. What's that? No, probably not. In Sonar Beat, your most valuable ally is Rhythm. Your super secret nuclear submarine is under attack. Yikes. Future Grind. Future Grind on the Nintendo Switch. It's a game all about skill, tricks, and speed. The game is played on a track made of rails. Sounds a little Mirror's Edge. I kind of like it. Life is Strange 2, Episode 2, Rules. That is on the 4 and the 1. The award-winning Life is Strange series continues with Life is Strange 2, a new experience in the emotional series. I like that emotional series. Here's a great Japanese name for a game on the PlayStation 4. Senran Kagura Burst Re, colon, New Wall. Senran Kagura Burst Re, colon, New Wall is a fast-paced brawler that reinvents the original classic with a full 3D remake. Also, we have Resident Evil 2. Oh, by the way, Resident Evil 2 is on the PC and the Xbox One as well. And Senran Kagura Burst Renewal. Oh, I see. It's renewal, but it's R-E colon, so it's renewal. But it's sort of like when Motley Crue puts umlauts over letters that can't possibly have umlauts over. That might be the reason as well. But I do like it when I got the information from Gang Beasts, because they always, when people want me to announce their games, they're coming out. They tell me who published it and who developed it, which I think is only fair, because a lot of times an indie company, they don't have the wherewithal and the might and the power to publish games, but they can make a good game, and then you need a publisher. So Gangby says, developed by independent, published by independent. All right, so they just happen to be an indie game, I guess, unless that's their official name. They're just called independent. We'll take a quick break. And when we come back, we'll get to the cheat code. Send your requests to Rick at sportsbyline.com. Once again, Rick at sportsbyline.com. I'm Rick Tittle. Come on back on the Video Game Review.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531. It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author.
Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Pedro Fernandez here. You might know me as the host of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, but this time I'm here to talk about that four-letter word everybody dreads, pain. If you have back pain or knee pain like I do, hey, you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. I'm talking about if Medicare is your primary medical insurance, and guess what? You can qualify for a back or knee brace or a shoulder brace for little or no charge. Anything to help me with the pain, hey, makes it more manageable, gets my attention, folks. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for your back, ankle, knee, or shoulder, guess what? Give the Health Alert Hotline a call, toll-free, 1-800-428-1570, 1-800-428-1570. You can qualify for a back or knee brace or a shoulder brace for little or no charge, 1-800-428-1570, the Health Alert Hotline, 1-800-428-1570.
The Video Game Review.
Thank you so much. It is now time for the cheat code. We do this at the end of every show. Send your request to rick@sportsbyline.com, and it's usually for older games I like to explore and help. This one was kind of a doozy this week. Comes from K-Dog. Is that your Christian name? K-Dog says, Rick, ease the Ark of Nap-Pishtim on the PlayStation 2. How do I enter the cheat codes? Well, K-Dog, on Ease the Ark of Napishtim on the PS2, here's how you do it. You have to start a new game. So I'm really sorry if you want to get in where you are now. You have to start a new game. You have to select cheat, and then you get into the cheat room. That seems easy enough. But to activate the cheat mode, you strike the colored crystals in this sequence. Red, blue, yellow, red, blue, yellow. Once again, strike the crystals in this sequence. Red, blue, yellow, red, blue, yellow. The sequence appears at the top left when you strike each crystal. Then perform a downward thrust strike on the center pedestal to complete the code. That will activate the cheat mode. A downward thrust strike on the center pedestal, that will enter the cheat mode. You can use the same method to enter one of any of the cheats after that to exit, and the game selection buttons are now in red. So games saved with the cheat mode enabled will appear in red. This was something, by the way, they used to put in to just say, hey, this is cheating. Or else, like, if you weren't a PC and you entered a cheat code, like I used to do with Doom or whatever, and then it would say, like, on the screen, just like upper left, upper right, whatever, cheating or something like that. You can do it. And by the way, here is one of those codes if you'd like to have it. If you want the entire game in Japanese, when you're in there, hit the crystals in this order, yellow, yellow, red, blue. Once again, yellow, yellow, red, blue, and you'll get the entire game in Japanese. Can you imagine going through a game, making it in two languages, and then going through that bizarre ordeal just to get to it? It's weird, but I respect it. I'm Rick Tittle. Thanks for tuning in on the Video Game Review, and we will see you next week.